All right, so this is the Digital Shinobi podcast here with our good friend Carlos Rodella, who is involved with the A Lot of Things podcast. He has a website. It is alotofthings.today. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, hi. Thanks for having me.
How else can we find you out on social media besides the website? Where else are you at on the internet?
Well, alotofthings.today, not .com, because we thought we'd be different. And it's also you find things every day, so there's new videos every day on the site. And I just curate the internet for cool stuff. And then Onawa, I'm on Twitter, O-N-A-W-A, that's just me personally. And then A_lotofthings, because a lot of things was taken by somebody.
Of course, yeah, someone squatted on you.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. And then, of course, Tyler and I are here, as always, Johnny C303, Grand Lethal 16. You know where to find us.
Yep.
Let's just get right into it. We wanted to bring our good friend Carlos in today. We're going to do some basically reactions to Deadpool 2, what we thought of the movie. Not so much a recap like we did with Infinity War. This is just more of a casual conversation about what we liked, what we didn't like, what worked, what didn't work, those kind of things, and you know, the overall takeaways that we had as well. So since you're the guest, Carlos, why don't you start us off with anything you want, an overall impression, a favorite scene, any theme that you liked. What do you got? What did you think of this movie?
Well, here's the thing. I'm conflicted. I think there's a lot of good things here, and I think there's a lot of fun and, you know, comedy. But at the same time, Deadpool, the first Deadpool, was so out of the gate, and all this kind of breaking the fourth wall, and, you know, Ryan Reynolds and just being like, what is this? Really? This is happening? And it was, like, done well. And we're like, oh, my goodness. So this one, I think, had a little, for me, like, a fatigue of, like, no, I still want to see the funny moments, and there's a lot that we can talk about. But maybe I just, because the first one was an origin story, and the second one's kind of like a, oh, it's about this kid, kind of. That's where I kind of got lost, because I didn't feel like the full structure of it was, like, something that drew me in as much. And that first one was, like, A, it's new, and B, it's an origin story. You know, and maybe there's a C, but but if there isn't, that's what got me into it. And this one was more like, oh yeah, it's more of him, and Colossus is back again,
right?
Because they can't get any other X-Men. Well, kind of,
yeah.
Which they alluded to,
which I thought that was awesome. So yeah, that's my general impression. Is that like I really enjoyed it still, and yes, I want more of these movies. But I was a little let down on the fact that like I don't know what I was supposed to care about in it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it makes sense that it has a little bit of a higher bar to clear, certainly, than the first one. Tyler, did you notice anything similar, or what were your thoughts?
It slightly felt like Deadpool by numbers, if it's hopefully not too early to say that, not too unfair. It was similar to Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I mean, you had all these dynamics, and you had a really novel idea that went into the first one. Origin stories are always generally more popular, unless we're talking about the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy, where the sequel is actually the breakout star.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a lot of things that work really well in an origin story, yeah, the second one's going to try to push everything from the 10 to like a 12 and just try to play hard on all the dynamics. And I definitely feel you there. The kid, I understand a lot of people have had issues with him. I mean, but child actors are always one of those things. So I don't know.
Well, let's talk about him for a minute. I wrote this down in my notes. This is huge. He is a very funny guy, and he was in this movie called Hunt for the Wilder People.
By Taika Waititi.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that movie is great, right? And he's like a wannabe gangster in there, and he actually brought over some of like the kind of gangster talk into this. And some of it worked, yeah. So I like him a lot. So that was definitely my first thing. Like, oh, it's that kid, which I liked. But again, I didn't have any real good feeling like or passion for like I should care.
Yeah, it even to me, someone who has an almost legendary what's the phrase I'm looking for, suspension of disbelief, even I was kind of just like, oh, okay, this is the story. One thing that I think Deadpool has going for it is that no matter how much of I won't say a piece of shit the script is, because I don't think it was quite that bad or anything. But, like, no matter how thrown together it may seem, Ryan Reynolds can just come in and be like, ha-ha, I'm Deadpool, guys, whatever. And you're just like, ah, that's my guy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All right. I was taking myself too seriously for a minute there. But, yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know about that film. It sounds like, you know, talking with the two of you about it, it sounds like they probably scouted him from that movie role.
Most definitely.
Specifically.
It's a great indie film, and it, you know, I think a lot of people liked it and got a lot of good accolades or whatever. But I think that's a good point to bring in the discussion of Cable, because what is this reason for Cable to be in the movie? Because he's in the comics and he fought Deadpool.
He's been involved with X-Force in some comic series.
And so. X-Force, yeah.
So there's some history there.
So we have the kid, and the kid and Cable is the connection, mm-hmm. right? But that's not believable to me either. What do you guys think? Like, I mean, I get it. He goes back to the, you know, past to fix things. That's like Cable. Mm-hmm. But it's just a kid, and, oh, yeah, the kid's going to turn into a bad guy, but I don't know. To me, that's also something I'm not, like, super excited about because I love the idea of time travel, but to come back for this kid,
To kill a kid, it's not very comedically, you know, appealing.
Wait, Terminator 2?
Looper.
Well.
Oh, Looper.
But Looper wasn't, I mean, it was dramatic. It was drama.
So this is something I've actually heard of the criticism of Marvel films before. Shout out to my buddy Jake. He pointed out to me that basically over half of the Marvel movies that we know were like pretty heavily recycled plot ideas. These old tropes. And this is actually one thing I don't like about Hollywood is that it seems like they use some of these go-to plot ideas as a security blanket to write things. And I think sometimes, like, if it's noticeable, where you're just like, oh, it's Looper with Deadpool
right.
and Cable, like, that's a little off-putting. But anyways, I just wanted to mention that, because it's worth noting, Marvel does that.
Yeah, and they don't have to, because they have so many different storylines from comic books.
Right.
And that are very complicated and weird.
Yeah, and cool.
The X-Men, so we're going to have to wait.
Right.
Unfortunately.
And I wonder if some of that is that constraint. They're like, okay, what can we do without like really bringing in the whole
without
universe?
Without overlapping to some other good stuff we don't have.
Right. Yet. Or like making, like, you know, introducing something that can't be followed up on. Mm-hmm. Right? Because they're like, oh, well, that's part of the canon, so what happens
but
now?
The next part we don't have access to. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I was going to say that I love the X-Force in this movie just for a second because this, by the way, this whole thing is spoilers, right?
Yeah. This is.
Because like Shatterstar, I remember liking in the comic. Because I remember reading X-Force, you know, back in the day. And, like, he's introduced as a silly character who immediately gets killed. Well, they all do. And I just thought it was kind of weird where I'm like, wait, oh, the X-Force. Oh, wait, no, they're gone.
Now.
Except Domino, who's awesome.
Yeah, so did he bring back all of the X-Force or just the one normal guy?
Just my favorite guy, Peter.
Peter
was hilarious. Yes. That was great.
The parachute scene was actually one of my three favorite scenes in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was. And it's funny that they set it up really well with the wind advisories. And
yeah, that was done so well.
Yeah.
So many warnings.
Yeah. Multiple people like talked about it.
Like an Evil Dead or something would do that. You know, some sort of weird, like, yeah. culty movie. Yeah, and I. But I love Domino. Domino, the actress.
Zazie Beetz.
Okay, she is in Atlanta, and she's incredible in Atlanta.
She is.
And so I was just like,
I thought I recognized her.
Yeah.
Oh, good eye.
Yeah, she's incredible, and I'm so happy that she got like that strong role. And she's like, I'll probably be lucky. It'd be fine.
Yeah, the luck is a superpower thing. I love that Deadpool almost acts as an avatar for the audience and being like, oh, really? Luck is your superpower? Okay. And then, you know, she just comes in and is like, yeah, I'm OP as fuck. Like, I'm in the convoy. What do you need?
Yeah.
That was a great moment.
There? Yeah.
Speaking of great moments, you know, I wanted to ask you guys what some of your favorite points in the film were.
So, I mean, we were saying that Deadpool 2 didn't strike the same chords as the first one. So,
right.
So my third one is interesting. My first one is the parachute scene.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I at first I was like, oh, yeah, these characters can do something. I'm like, oh, my God, they're just slaughtering them. But, you know, it showed that they were willing to go anywhere to shock us, which is good. You know, without it being like Rocket Raccoon's thing with the guy's eye. Like, leave his eye because, you know, he'll wake up and wonder where his eye is. It wasn't something played out too much for just... because we did this in the prior one.
Yeah.
By
the way, Vanisher was a character, or is a character in the Marvel Universe.
Oh, yeah. He is. I mean, I don't think he looks like Brad Pitt, that's neither here nor there. I like Deadpool's long death scene. I don't know. I think it was just because the movie was nearly over, and I didn't want it to be, so I was like, sure, why not? Screw it. Okay, drag it out.
I put that as one
minutes.
Of my negatives.
Ah.
So positive becomes a negative. I was like,
it seems like something that would happen in the comics. Like, you'd be three pages from the end, and you'd think it'd be over, but then you'd be like, oh, wait, what, I'm not dead?
Yeah, you know? I get it.
And then finally, Deadpool's time travel, because even if a movie isn't as good as the origin story, you can bring it up in those last couple minutes. You can put some points on the board, apparently.
Are you talking about the after the credits thing?
Yes.
Oh my
That's
god,
so cool!
Yes.
That was so cool.
In a legacy of amazing after the credit scenes, I feel like Deadpool 2, like, probably took the crown.
Yeah.
As far as just, like, okay, that's my favorite no one, else one they've ever do. Done.
I mean, that plus the little Logan music box thingy at the beginning. Like, they
oh, yeah,
they
that's a couple right.
really good points in there to just give themselves a full letter grade at the end there for real.
Right, and how he basically starts the movie off with his, I guess, his first fourth wall break, talking shit about Logan.
Oh, yeah.
as a franchise or as a character. Like, yeah. like basically, like, hey, thanks for showing first. Me up again. Yeah. Love it.
You know, it's funny. I feel like I saw in some sort of ad for it, him on a unicorn or something. Or maybe it was just, like, a print ad. But, you know, like, there was a couple things that either are on the cutting room floor or just the zaniness that I was expecting mm-hmm. that didn't happen. And that was, I was a little bit let down there. It was like, oh, this is going to be, like you said, up to 12. But it wasn't really. It was just kind of another Deadpool movie.
It was
movie.
Just a Deadpool
yeah.
style thing.
With all the negatives I have said, I did enjoy it because I'm going to always love these types of movies. And I'll say a couple of good things. Juggernaut.
Oh, yeah.
Having him just be in a movie, I mean, like, again, I read these comics when I was a kid, and Juggernaut was always the one who just, he would keep showing up and be just unstoppable.
I'm Juggernaut, bitch!
Yeah. And, like, I'm going to rip you in half right now, and then he does?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I didn't really think it was, I was like, Deadpool, you should probably evade him just a little bit. This is a bad spot to be in.
But right.
Yeah, he did it. Like, that happened. And then we got baby legs, you know.
Then we got baby legs, which is also very disturbing, but yeah.
Oh,
oh man.
Okay. Yeah, that whole the baby legs and baby dick,
I did not think
that they would ever go there. So hats off to them for somehow shocking me in a Deadpool movie.
That's true.
And that's kinda good to do because if you've noticed the Marvel movies from Phase 1 onward, it's always good to every so often inundate people to a new level of absurdity just to get people more used to the kinds of crazy things that actually happen in comics. Mm-hmm. I don't
right.
know if that is, but think about it. They just push us a little further to accept more ridiculous stuff with the third one if it comes.
That's a good point. Yeah, you're right. The comic plots are so outrageous sometimes that for them to really do some of the cool stuff that you know, us comic book nerds really want them to do, this yeah helps set the table for that a little mm-hmm. more. I like that point.
I have two more positives, and one of them I just remembered is the relationship he has with his girlfriend, who is dead. I was like, you know, this is a zany Deadpool movie, and all of a sudden they do that kind of after death scene, and mm-hmm. he's going to her, and that amazing cover of Take on Me,
right?
Which is an '80s song.
Well, and mm-hmm. I also loved how in the credits it's like presented by. Holy shit, did they just kill her? Like, yeah. that whole thing,
yeah.
that was pretty good.
The whole Casino Royale, you know, new James Bond.
Yeah.
But I was amazed that I was getting some of the feels at that time.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, I'm not supposed to have feels now.
This is Deadpool. It ain't laughing. What am I?
Yeah.
You guys can make fun of me all you want for this. I cried when he was dying.
Oh, when he was dying? I was talking about, like...
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm a crybaby at movies,
But you didn't really...
I mean, I wasn't bawling... But, like, I had the single tear going.
Yeah, I get it. So here's the deal. So you actually cried just when the dying part, not the romancy part. Because for me, the romancy part was like, oh, I was like, oh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, I guess maybe my heart is
your
too hardened.
Yeah,
okay. I'm just dead inside.
You're dead inside.
So just
good.
To clarify, you didn't cry when he saw her in that place and you're like, oh, she's dead and this is really sad. But you died when Deadpool died and you
didn't. I didn't die when Deadpool died, but
cried.
I did cry
right.
when
you
Deadpool
cried,
died.
Even though we knew it was Deadpool and the movies were making so much, there's no way it was permanent.
Yeah, it's okay. It's suspension
That's
of disbelief.
Fine. You know,
yeah.
the more times
Man,
you
is,
watch something, I guess
yeah.
the more attaching it even to those kinds of things.
It was when they were, because, you know, he's sitting there and they were really making fun of it too, which I loved. The whole idea of the scene where someone's dying and just being way too long-winded about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like every, they know that, like, that's such a fragile moment for the viewer that they're like, we can just, you know, as long as people keep talking to this dying guy,
yeah.
like, it'll.
So bathos. They make it really dramatic than do just a.
Yeah,
you remove all of it and make yeah. it comedic immediately. Yeah.
But I mean, I wasn't like so sad that I couldn't enjoy the humor. But it was interesting. Like, I was both sad and laughing at the same time. It was I thought it was great.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Emotions are really close.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They're close to each other. So this is the last thing I'll say. That's positive. I mean, there's other positive stuff. But I'm Batman. Come on. He literally did the line. I'm Batman. I don't know for some reason.
Also, Minas Thanos.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, there were a lot of little references.
I love the mention of what do you say? Calm down there, Thanos. Or
yeah.
Zip it, Thanos.
No, I was going to say the other negative, though, I have, though, is the killing orderlies was the final act. And I'm like, really? Like, the final boss they have to take care of is orderlies. Well, if you think of it that way.
But
that's their last combat scene. Orderless.
I mean, yeah, I guess Juggernaut was in a different spot with the CG battle.
Yeah, he was doing his own thing. I just felt like the heroes were, like, taking out orderlies and, like, you know, killing them. You're like straight
was,
up like
it was very
they're
dark.
All terrible okay. people yeah
yeah
but it was like oh yeah I don't this is it, I felt unfulfilled that
they didn't
the
seem
final.
Menacing enough was that
exactly
because
yeah.
I mean killing child molesters kind of doesn't bother me. I don't lose sleep over that particular
oh I'm not like on
which
their
they
side.
Obviously set up very carefully
yeah they're yeah. like oh but don't worry there's no reason to lose sleep over this happening.
Yeah.
These medical professionals are bad news.
They're bad news. It just it wasn't difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of action before then, so I could deal with it. Like overall, there had been enough volume of action between
yeah.
the catching the truck and the prison and everything. But
right.
I feel you. I
yeah.
totally do.
Yeah. I mean, I know that I haven't been chiming in too much. I'm looking over at your sheet of paper here, Tyler. Sorry to steal some of your thunder. I just wanted to be the one to mention how much I loved the Yukio.
Oh, hi.
But my favorite was when he was greeting her and did the butterfly as he was like walking away thing with his hands. I just started dying in the theater.
Yeah.
And I guess other people didn't think it was funny
funny
or something, but I was just like...
And you were half crying, too.
No, I wasn't crying.
I was
crying at Yukio's beauty.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I thought they did a bunch of great little nods. It's what we want out of a Deadpool movie, so I don't want to leave this with a negative tone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, again, like I said in the beginning, like, the first one's an origin story. The first one's impactful because you're like, what? They're doing this, and it's funny, and it works. And the second one's like you said, almost like by the numbers a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, the central reason I didn't care enough about. That said, my last positive, even though I said that already, is Cable has done really well, I thought.
Yeah.
He was relatively accurate. I mean, it wasn't like a parody of Cable as a person. It was Cable.
Right, right. He was being serious. I don't think the people around him were being like kind of joking at how serious
That's
he was.
Cable is.
But he stayed serious. Yeah. He didn't like, you know, lean into it too much. I think once or twice he was like, what? We're talking about balls or something?
Dubstep.
Yeah, dubstep. Yeah, exactly.
Dubstep.
I think in the comics, Deadpool actually defeats Venom one time using dubstep.
I do agree with you that Cable was done well. I just think that this isn't like a new groundbreaking opinion, but Josh Brolin is just a freaking amazing actor.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in these Marvel
movies.
Two
real good
movies
yeah. in the span of 2 weeks. I mean,
yeah,
he worked hard last year and
apparently.
Part of this year probably.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he goes and sees his family.
Yeah.
I hope they see him outside of the movie theater.
A little bit of irony you know. There with the whole Cable plot.
Oh, yeah, and then yeah, family.
And then you saying
oh,
that.
Yeah.
I also a little disappointed because I did, like I said, I used to read X-Force, and it was like, you know, kind of like one of my jams. And to have them be like, here's X-Force. Not really.
Right.
You know, like, they're all dead.
No Wolverine.
You were getting pumped. You were like,
pumped.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, let's go.
And I was like, Shatterstar, he's from another planet, you guys. That's like a big deal.
I'll let X-Force slide because they had Domino, though I didn't see Wolverine or X-23. But obviously they were in Logan. So
right.
we weren't going to get them again this
yeah,
soon.
Yeah, yeah. No, we
and
got Domino
if we did,
like that.
I would have felt kind of like, it's too soon to reintroduce these characters.
Yeah.
Guys, well, we got to wrap it up. But I want to get a main takeaway from each one of you. Just... you know, give us what it meant to you in a nutshell and, you know, where it could go from here, that kind of thing. Tyler, what do you think?
Well, with time travel, anything's possible. This leaves it open for the MCU. Maybe he'll screw up the machine, overload it, wig it out, go through a portal, and end up, you know, in the MCU. Or he'll be in an alternate dimension and they'll find him another way because, you know, he swears so much for Captain America. Great movie overall. I loved Peter, a.k.a. Sugar Bear, and I love T.J. Miller's character. I know why he couldn't
yeah.
be in there more. Obviously, you know, given some of the news there, but great movie overall. I could see it, you know, any day of the week. It won't get old anytime soon. Really won't. That's it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to rewatching it as well. What about you, Carlos?
Yeah, I want
to
rewatch it. And if Deadpool 1 was a 9 for me, this is an 8. So, like, it's still really good. And I enjoyed it. It's just that kind of came down a little bit, you know. Yeah, in general, I had fun. And I want to see the next one just go 12. Balls to the wall. I want that time travel stuff to happen. I mean, we all got so excited at that last post-credit thing,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of talks to our nerddom, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, wow, what if he did this? And then he does that, right? And the audience freaking out. So that's what I want the next one to be for me.
Yeah, awesome. I'll keep mine really simple. Can we do X-Force now? Can we just
yeah.
do that? Can that be the next movie?
I heard it's in the works.
Yeah.
But the real X-Force.
And I mean, you know, one of the jokes he even made, I think it was in both the trailer and the movie, was, you know, we need someone that's young, photogenic, and can carry a franchise for so many years, right? For
7 to 8 years.
Yeah, so give it to us. Let's do it. Let's see the X-Force franchise. That's what I'd like to see, but... I want to thank you, Carlos, for coming on. It's been great having you on.
My pleasure.
Tyler, as always, I mean, you and I bother and harass each other enough as is. But we appreciate you. Check it out, alotofthings.today.
That's the website, and it's on Anchor and iTunes, just like you guys. It's on all the podcast platforms.
What's your social media handle again?
O-N-A-W-A on Twitter, and A_lotofthings.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening. You know, we love talking about all these comic books, nerddom, Naruto, so on and so forth, our D&D. But you know what? We'd love to hear from you as well. So if you have anything you'd like us to talk about in the future or anything you think we've done really well or just any comments in general, you can hit me up at GrandLethal16 or Johnny over here. You can hit him up at JohnnyC303. Of course, we have our email if you want to send us a little bit of a longer message or comment, digitalshinobipodcast@gmail.com.